Good morning. Today is Wednesday, April the 5th. Joining us this morning, Humboldt County Supervisor in absentia, Rex Bone. Good morning, sir.
Good morning. How are you?
Good. I'm in absentia. I'm not here. I'm in Brookings.
We know that.
You can tell.
Always.
By listening.
Always.
I'm not here.
I'm trying to figure out, and I'm one of the first people that actually get parting gifts when we leave.
No. You're about the fifth. Don't let it go to your head, man.
I've never been that high on the mark. I'm pretty excited.
Our quote this morning comes from Simone Weil. I feel like I ought to know the name, but I don't, so I'll just say it. Life does not need to mutilate itself in order to be pure. Okay, we thought about it long enough. Now we can move on.
Well, that's a great quote, yeah. Geico. I've eaten pizza three nights last week. No,
congratulations.
Yeah, no. Yeah. That's a great quote.
What's going to be the impact if this diesel tax goes through? I saw it and immediately thought to buddies we have that are in the commercial industry, commercial freight industry, the vendors, the suppliers, the distributors, all these guys that drive diesel trucks, logging industry, what's left of it.
Well,
and thinking, oh, good, here's another 30, 40 cents a gallon that's going to get whipped on them. Another reason to buy Oregon, to buy Nevada, to buy Arizona. And it's not going to benefit them at all, so it's now another pass-through.
And it is. And right now it's probably more palatable. It would have been more palatable 6 months ago, but I mean, because prices are down. I mean, our fuel margins are down. I mean, what are we down, a dollar a gallon from a year ago or something like that? I was looking at the other day.
It's kicked back here. It's like $3.10.
Yeah.
Brookings, it's $2.70, $2.65.
Yeah.
Guess where I buy.
Well, and the other thing is take out the sales tax and we're tied.
Don't care how it gets there.
No, I understand. I understand. Fred Meyer's your best friend.
It's a 45 cent difference, and now you throw another 25 on top. It's 70 cents a gallon?
I agree 100%. And the problem being is our county road taxes, or the state road tax, road fee, you know, fuel fees, haven't been changed in 30 years, and they were set up when asphalt was $29 a ton. And
yeah, but they were set up when PERS didn't exist to the extent that
they were.
So this is a real pass-through on this.
Can't argue, and PERS was set up 30 years ago. That's what started this whole thing. But
Was it 30 years ago?
Oh, yeah. I mean, you got guys.
Let's say 35 years ago.
But what I'm saying is, and that's a, you know, that's a mismanagement nightmare that it's going to probably bite us in the butt for. And probably for another at least 15, 20 years until. About 10 years we should start seeing, because now it's changed. You're not seeing 50, you know, you're not getting out at 3% at 50. You're getting 2% at 62. Public safety, I think, is 2% or 2.5% at 55. They're having to work a little bit longer.
But there'll be no rollback of the taxes when that happens. It'll just go to something.
No.
Based on historical trends.
Rollback taxes? No, they don't hear that thing.
So, you know. And I think what is happening is that we are experiencing the result of poor mismanagement over the decades at the state level, because the roads aren't working. Because we're not getting some of these other things, and now they're coming back to those who are the tax-paying segment of the state. What's that, 50% now?
The only ones with money. Maybe. Yeah.
And bang it again.
Yeah. Well, and I mean, even the government employees buy fuel. So, I mean, you know, not to the level of the commercial people that are paying the taxes, providing the jobs. Understood.
It's 8:19.
You've never heard us before, because we're something brand new. It's called Destination Radio. If you live in Ferndale or Gold Beach, Blue Lake or Klamath, Brookings or Eureka, you'll be looking for someplace different to take the family, something special to do next weekend. The best destinations for day trips and overnights, for hiking or biking, for beachcombing or birdwatching, and you'll turn to us for ideas, because you're the reason we're here, to help you find your close-to-home destination. Stay, play, and relax with us. Destination Radio.
Good morning, KINS, News and Information Time. It's 8:23. We're back to Talk Shop this morning with Rex Bone. Rex, the concept with the fuel tax and the diesel, the counties themselves drive certain parts of the vehicle fleet are also diesel. Okay, fine. And it just kind of seems like
certain part of the fleet's exempt that tax too.
Yeah, that it's another thing for those who are paying to carry, I guess, is the simplest way to look at it. And is it fair? We shied it down in the fall. Okay. Now here it comes again as an edict whipped on top. For those communities that were like Humboldt, who voted down a surtax for sales of gas, they're kind of overriding us again.
On the state level. If you look at the transportation bill, and it's kind of funny because I can guarantee you my best friends, and I literally mean some of my best friends, own large fleets of equipment and buy large quantities of fuel. And you don't think I'm getting a near full, and I'm sitting here, but you take those 8 or 10, but then the 20 phone calls a day I get from people about who just lost their hubcap hitting a hole in the road because we have not done our maintenance. I mean, and I've said this on the show a half dozen times, I know you're getting tired of it, but 20 years ago, you know, as many as 16 years, we had 150 people in the road department. I mean, in public works, in the maintenance department, had 16 barns to maintain our roads. And now we've got, I think, 60 and 6 barns. And I don't think we probably, you know, we had this maintenance program where we overlaid roads, we chip sealed, and we didn't do that. We spent our money in other places, you know, and the first place to get cut was public works. When you look back at the old budgets and spent money building or doing things that probably weren't the wisest thing looking way into the future, but everybody always thought we'd have this panorama, you know, everybody'd have money coming to us. We'd always have the and then all of a sudden we hit a couple downswings. State hit a big downswing, $25 billion deficit, and they started sweeping money, and then they threw Prop 47 at us and dumped another, you know, 700 people that used to be in the jail. Now we're up here on our probation department. You can
I guess that's the biggest complaint a lot of us have. Brown et al., McGuire and Woods, because they vote for this stuff too, they have a balanced budget. But they don't have a balanced budget the way that 99% of the population would determine and define a balanced budget as.
Oh, yeah.
If you step, you know, I don't have a balanced budget at home, but you know what? I'm going to step aside, let somebody else make my house payment, and then I'm balanced.
Yeah.
Thank you very much, next guy down the line.
I'm balanced if I don't make all the payments.
Yeah. That's not balancing anything. That's shirking your responsibility. And that's, I think, the sense that I have and a lot of others are echoing, is that this is the state people not doing their job yet again and taking advantage of the voters.
Yeah.
With an edict or executive order or legislation, whatever we want to call it, it has the same result.
Well, it's kind of like when our measure came on the sales tax for the roads. It was not done very well. And so I think the people made the right choice.
Well, imagine if that had passed, and then this comes down also.
Rightfully so. And it's actually probably about, it's a little bit less. What the state offers to give us, our breakdown on the state is about $6 million annually for Humboldt County. I think the city of Eureka, because we have 1,250 miles of road. City of Eureka has, and I don't know, I've heard 26, 28 miles of road. I mean, I don't know. I have no idea. But they would have got about $600,000 annually. And according to budgets, I bet that's pretty much percentage-wise the same and things like that and the roads and stuff. Would that make a big difference for us? We're putting $1.5 million of Measure Z funds, and it makes a huge difference. $6 million would start chipping away at the infrastructure.
The need is there.
Oh, no. I'm not saying. It's kind of, I'm hearing from people over the weekend, because we talked a lot about it this weekend. I'm actually going to go visit Sacramento on this with RCRC, because you know something, it doesn't taste very good, but I haven't eaten in 2 days, so I'm gonna eat it. Yeah, it's just not the best thing that's been handed to us, but it's not all bad. But it's the only thing we're going to get. There's not going to be anything else out there, because the problem is to get anything passed in this House and get the House and the Assembly, get everybody, you know, the Senate and the Assembly to agree on something and make sure that they can all get
Dems have 80% of the shares in California?
Yeah, but they don't have all the Dems, because you got to understand, some of those Dems have areas where people actually work for a living, and they don't want to pay any more taxes. And if they're up for election next year, their opponents, the first thing he's going to say is, he voted for that big tax. It costs you $1.50 every time you fill up, or whatever the case may be. And they think about that. And that's the problem when you have guys that get run for election every 2 years. You know, they're worried about, you know, and 4 years. I'm not going to throw us in the mess, too. But, you
don't think it's fait accompli, then?
I don't think it's a done deal. I heard the other day that the governor is going to have to get on the phone and make personal phone calls and pleas, which means promises, to get it to go.
Well, geez, maybe we can stay out of being a sanctuary state at the same time, so at least we get FEMA monies for some of the stuff.
Well, I applaud our law enforcement, because they treat everyone. We don't have these issues. We don't have these national and urban issues.
It's not law enforcement related.
No. But we don't have these big issues that the urban and other places have. So let's worry about what the problems we do have: the mental health issues, the underfunding on mental health, the people on the streets. That's where we've got good leadership, and we've got great boots on the ground in our law enforcement, both with the PD departments and our sheriff's department. Because I don't get complaints about somebody got beat up. You don't see that.
KINS News and Information Time, it's 8:30.
What could we do as a community to make Humboldt a better place to work and live? The answer is to make sure our kids are literate, able to plan financially, move forward in their education so they are better prepared to enter our workforce, and become contributing and productive members in our society, community, and economy. How do we do it? Through the Decade of Difference Initiative. Visit decadeofdifference.org and find out how you, as a parent, student, or business owner, can help. It's the Decade of Difference. Be part of it.
Good morning, KINS News and Information Time. It's 8:35. We're back talking shop this morning with Rex Bone, Humboldt County Supervisor out of the 1st. Talk shop presented by CDH Painting and by REDEC. Rex, another thing that you guys have kind of got on your plate that's, I guess, a little intriguing from the outside looking in is the whole discussion around the current public defender. And I know Maggie, well, she'll be in tomorrow, but last month when we talked, there was some discussion, and she said that of the group that was assembled, that this individual was the strongest that would take the job. Okay. It doesn't seem like there would be much of an issue beyond that, but it seems as if
might
there
be an issue.
Is
if,
an issue
might be an issue if you didn't get the job, I guess. But
well, you know, we saw that in
involved,
the sheriff's department
and we're,
too.
We're involved. Yeah,
Billy was selected the undersheriff. All those who thought one way either retired or left.
And that's been a marvelous marvelous choice. He's been doing a great job as undersheriff, and he's worked great.
If it doesn't go your way, most of us don't pick up our toys and go home.
And believe it or not, I've got to be somewhat careful what I say. it's personal. It's in court. There is a suit.
So with that as a backdrop, why is there any discussion at the board level in public session about this?
There hasn't been.
So the folks that showed up, or those that are
they talked in public comment.
Okay, but you guys can't do anything, can you, or do anything other than
Let me clarify them. He's an at-will employee, so we could send him a letter and say you're done tomorrow. With that being said, and we have all these great journalistic papers putting everything that they know out there. The statute that says he has to have. I think, and I don't know exactly, said he has to have practiced law in all courts in the last 5 years. Well, that's it's a 1942 statute, for one, which doesn't mean there's good laws made in 1942. But it's a 1942 and all courts. So I don't know if that means he has to start working in San Diego and work every court his way up here to get this. But he has, we spent a lot of money on a background check and the pros and cons and everything else, because he met the criteria.
Qualification.
Oh, yes. I mean, yes. It's a private independent firm. We do this with all major hires, so as not to embarrass the board, embarrass the people we work for, the people of Humboldt County, and to get the best possible candidate to do the job. And I had lunch with Mr. Marcus the other day, and he said, things aren't that. He says, paper makes it sound a lot worse than it is. Things are going good. He's in court almost every day because he has a couple attorneys down, so he's carrying a misdemeanor basket with him because they did misdemeanors. So I guess he's not doing any felonies because he's doing somebody else's work. At the same time, trying to get a budget out because it is an administrative position. So, I mean, I know there's some kicking and screaming. I know I've heard from about four or five other attorneys that says, seem to be doing a good job, seems like a nice guy, and he is qualified because they understand that he's worked other cases. I don't know. I haven't spent a lot of time. I have done some background hit. I wanted to see how he was doing. He's going to move his wife and his two young kids up here this summer. He's looking forward. He loves Humboldt County, and I think that's a basis. He wants to work here.
So you're comfortable with a hire?
Unless I get told something different, and except if I reacted every time that one of these weekly newspapers sends out or advertising magazines sends something out, I would have quit 5 years ago. So I mean, it's just they have to sell their papers, so they can't just say, hey, this guy's great. So they says, this guy's not great because we said so. And I will take that in stride.
So there's pending?
There's pending. There's it's an ongoing. One of the former young man that moved up here about 13 years ago who used to work in the public defender's office has filed a lawsuit. And I don't know what the end game is there unless he just feels extremely wronged. But I'm sure I'm sure he's been talking to somebody because they're writing lots of letters and they're doing quite a bit of campaigning, or a few of them are. So it'll all work out, and I think maybe in a year or two everybody will go, well, we've still have public defenders, we're still giving the people that need help with their lawyers, we're still giving them their help. So I think it'll all be fine.
It's always interesting how things work out. Yeah, I mean, if a court finds something, obviously you guys' decision is going to be made for you.
Yeah.
Okay, that's pretty straightforward. And if they find out the other way, the concern I have always, will that satisfy?
Yeah.
Or will there be another something until just kind of wear you down? And we've seen that in the environmental community.
Yeah.
With a whole bunch of issues. And still doing the Battle of Richardson's Grove.
KINS. And that's working out so well.
Yeah, isn't it, though? KINS, News and Information Time. It's 8:42.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
Theshoppingshow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
Good morning, KINS, News and Information Time. It's 8:45. We're back to Talk Shop this morning with Rex Bone. Rex, the public defender is the one that's kind of the topic du jour right now. But for any of the department heads that you guys appoint, how often do you pop in, check up, make sure things are going on? Is there a routine process either that you guys do because you're at the dais, or that HR does, just tap in and make sure that the things are going.
Well, we see them at meetings all the time, but every once in a while, I've got a habit, and I don't do it.
Yeah, but you've got dog and pony guys in the past also come in and bright and bushy.
But
and,
I get around public defenders. I'd see Kevin all the time in the hall and stuff like that, and you'd see the public defenders at lunch. They've got a pretty good group of people. They've got a great bunch of people over there. They won some hard cases. They fight hard for their clients.
You've got lots of department heads around.
Oh, yeah. Oh, no, no, no. You've got, you know, DHHS, that was the big animal. You know, Public Works with Tom. I mean, you go all the way down to nobody ever, you know, 4 years ago, who would ever thought about Jeff at the agriculture, and then with everything that's going on now. Plus, with the organics and our you know, grass-fed beef and, you know, Humboldt Creamery being a complete organic dairy, you know, complete organic facility. I mean, there's a lot of good positives coming on with because of the weather we have, the kind of lands we have. So we've got great department heads. Some have been, you know, they've worked up their way up through the ranks.
But how do you know that they're great? I guess is the question. You know, the electeds, that's on us in the citizenry. For the appointeds or anointeds, we don't have word in that area. So is there a system in place that the county has just to kind of monitor and to find out what's going on?
Well, I think you'll see it at budget time for one. And, you know, and I mean, Ryan says this, and I say this when we meet with the department head annually. You know, we do our breakdowns of the, well, no, we do this in
the budget.
But doing budget, we also have a separate time from the budget where we just meet with them and we say, you know, there's an evaluation process. How are you going? We had this at the library because we had some issues at the Fortuna Library. They were minor, but people are passionate about their libraries. So we fixed one little thing, and this has been a few years ago, and boom, it was great. Now, the new librarian, she comes up here. She's on the state librarian board. People don't think much about libraries. I'll throw this in there. They don't think much about it. But we have, that is probably the most passionate group of people, the volunteers. They give a couple $100,000 a year to the library, and it's great. But tomorrow, I may miss it, but tomorrow, our little used bookstore just passed $500,000 in book sales of used books. I mean, Frances, my next-door neighbor, love you for it, but, I mean, she's worked there forever in that little bookstore. But that's huge because that's money that goes back in. It's not just something that's, you know, thrown out or given away or something like that. But you take department heads you never think you hear of.
Well,
and then all
the
of a sudden,
public
yeah.
Has it, there's no press releases about it.
Yeah.
But if there's an internal evaluation that happens each
year. Well, what we always say at the evaluation, if we haven't heard anything, you're probably doing a pretty good job. Because what they do is they serve the public. And if you don't do your job, who do you think hears about it?
People comment, yeah.
And we do hear about it. I mean, we hear, you know, we'll hear they're mad at the sheriff for some reason. Then you call up and say, well, this guy said, that's not exactly the whole story. And you find out, you find out that, you know, somebody's complains at building and planning going, I've been in there 3 months and they haven't got my plans back. And so then you call and says, hey, Bob called and said you've had his plans for 3 months. And he says, yeah, but he left out 4 sheets of what he was going to do with the drainage and we're still asking about it. It wasn't a complete set of plans, and we're not going to write them for them. So there's little things, there's nuances. But to say we're always right, hell no. I mean, the departments make my office, I make mistakes, a lot of them. And I try to own up to them, not all of them, but I will own up when we've made some mistakes. And we've made some mistakes on zoning requirements here recently and stuff like that that have affected people.
Sphere of influence?
That we didn't anticipate.
Right.
But they had, you know, but we give everybody a chance for input, and we just didn't see it. Sometimes when you're doing something, and I guess we should be all knowing, but.
Well, you know, there's always the, you know, Murphy.
Yeah.
With all the stuff that is in the offices, I'm surprised there's not a Murphy.
Yeah.
Just a nice, ambiguous thing, just because they're
Murphy
visits
everybody's. So, I mean,
if folks do want to make a comment, do they call you? Do they call the department? Do they call their soup? What is the easiest way?
I think the easiest way, and this is no way past much, call the department you're having a trouble with. And it may be just you got somebody that didn't quite understand your question, just another set of yours. But if that doesn't work, sure, call us. That's why we're there. We're there to work for you.
Thanks for coming by.
Always enjoy it. Thanks for the parting gifts.
Time to get to work.
Sad but true.
See everybody tomorrow.